Perik Dalad Mesechta Erevin is learned Leilu Nishmas. Sarelke Bas Shner Zalman Menachem Mendel passed away in Achron Shel Pesach Hayalof and Tovshin Ayin. It is studied to benefit her soul. Tehei Nishmasu Tzurur B'Tzurur Achayim. Perik Dalad Mishna Aleph. Mi Sheyoytzi Uhu Listim. If robbers carried him out on Shabbos more than 2,000 Ames from the city, or he had a bad spirit. In other words, he went berserk, and he went on Shabbos more than 2,000 Ames. Now he became better. Ein lo ela arba Ames. He only has from the place that he is, where he's 2,000, where he's 2,000 Ames away, he has only 4 Ames. Hechziruhu, if the robbers brought him back into the city, or he walked himself back into the city, then it's as if he never went out from the city. If the robbers carried him to another city, and that city has a fence around it, has a wall around it, or they placed him in a stable, or in an area which is surrounded with walls. And Rabbi Lezben Azari say, "Halach is kula." He's permitted to walk the entire city, or the entire stable, or the entire surrounded Sahar area, as no matter how they are, how what size they are. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva say, "En lo eldal ames." He only has inside the city, or inside the deer, or the soyar, only 4 ames. Ma'ase shebo mifal mifag dis dinsim. So it happens that Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, they came from a city called Parnidisim. Bifligos Vinos Meyam, and their boat distanced itself in the water more than 2,000 amas from the city. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Holchulas Kula. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, they walked in the entire boat. And Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, Leizozum Arba Ames, but Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva did not move from the 4 cubits. Shadotsu Lachamil Ara Atzman, because they wanted to be more stringent on themselves. Says the Bartanura, Mi Sheitsu Oivde Gilulim, one who has been taken out by the Oivde Gilulim, and that was La'onse against his will, they took him out, Chut Litchum, outside of the 2,000 Ames, outside of the boundary. Oy Ruach Ra, or a bad spirit, carried him out. Shenichnas Beishet, says the Bartanura, that a demon entered him, v'nitrefadait, and his mind went crazy, v'yotzo chutz l'tchum, and he walked outside of the tchum. V'choz avinishtap, and then later on, he comes normal again, v'haru chutz l'tchum, he finds himself outside of the tchum. So then, he only has 4 amas over there. But what happens, hech ziruhu l'toich ha-tchum? If they brought him back inside to the tchum, as if he didn't go out, and therefore that means v'hadei says the bartanuda kolei irloi ke'arba ames, the entire city becomes like his 4 ames kasher b'tchila, as it was in the beginning. V'chutzolo, and outside of the outskirts of the city, alpaim ames l'chol ruach, he can go 2,000 ames to each side. V'davke, this applies kishehoytziu v'echziru bal korche, when they took him out and they brought him back against his will. But if he went out knowingly, even though they brought him back against his will, or the other way around, they took him out against his will, and he goes back willingly, then he all what he has is 4 ames. What happens if they led him to another city, the Ovde Gilulim, and varimukafes bechitzes, and it's surrounded by walls. Oishen is nuhu bedir, they put him into the deer oibisoyar. Shehim mukafim, they are surrounded by kif and godl, and there's a large surrounding there. So here we have a machloikes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer, who say that mahalach is kula. The hoyilu mukafes bechitzes, since it's surrounded by wall, hadahikidalad ames, that's why it's looked upon as if it's within 4 ames. And Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva say, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva Imrim, Ein lo yelo dal damas, he only has 4 amas. The kiv, under lo yishavas be'avir mevichitzis me'edyem. Since he did not rest in the area within the mechitzis, in the area that is included in the mechitzis, me'edyem from the daytime, le'mahani le'mechitzis, so these walls don't help him, and he cannot walk there beyond the 4 amas. But Rabbi Isaac Pirshu, And my teachers explained, Mishum the Gazri Dir Visahar Otu Biko Shein the Mechitza, because they made a Gezeira that the Dir Visahar, because of a valley, Shein the Mechitza has no Mechitzas. Ubebika Kulal Mamoided, Ein Loyal Dal Damas. Within a valley that doesn't have any walls, everybody agrees it can only walk 4 Amas. And the Sahar and the Dir, or Geyser, if you're going to Lam there, you might come to Lam over there too, the Bika, and therefore the Chacham said, no, but you can't. You can't only walk. I mean, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua, they hold that you can only walk within 4 Amas. The Gemara says the story, the Mishnah brings down the story that they went they came from Parnidisim. Parnidisim is Shem Mokib, says the Batunut, it's the name of a place. Vifligo, Svinos Vifligo means Kshi Misrachekas Misvasayam, when it distance, when the boat goes off, or distance from the edge of the water, Vinichnasabem Tsoy goes into the middle, Kori Haflogo. That's called Haflogo. Loshoin Palgimaim, from the language of Palgimaim Tilim Aleph. So what happened? So Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lozer, Hochas Kulo. They would walk on the whole Svina. Although the Svina journeyed on Shabbos and it went outside of the Tchum, it's like one who goes out of Chutz L'Tchum, and he was placed in the Dira B'Sayar, because the boat is surrounded by walls. But Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon Akiva, they didn't move from the Aram. They want to be stringent upon themselves. Because according to them, the Gozri Dir V'Soyro to Biko, that they made a decree, the Chachamim, that if he was placed in a Dir and a Soyar, he's not allowed to walk more than Dal Damis. And that is Rav Shur Akiva. Or to Biko, because it's Gzeiro Biko. But Bisvino, but if we're talking about a boat, Kozman Shim Aleches, as long as it's traveling, Hoyamutal Alechet Kula, that would be permitted to go the entire boat. The Oiden further, Sharishov Subabri Mechitzes, Mbeid Yoim, and they are rested in the ear of these walls of the boat from the daytime. Elo Sharotsu Lachmir, but they wanted to be more stringent, and that's why they did not want to walk. That you can walk anywhere in the boat, and also in the Dir and the Sahar and the area of Mechitzes like the Aldamis, and you're permitted to walk in the entire world and area. Mishnah base. Pam achas le'nichnasu l'namol. It happened that these 4 tanoim were, when they came to the port of the city of the ocean, though they didn't go into the port until it got dark on Friday night. Amru leil Rav Gamliel. So the tanoim said to Rav Gamliel, "Ma onu leil? Are we permitted to go down from the ship?" Amru leil mutarim atem. Rav Gamliel said, "You are permitted." Because I already looked into this matter, I looked in the, we were in the Tchun Shabbos in the 2,000 Amos from the city before it became night time, so we were already in the Tchun. Says the Bartanura, one time, Namol is the Mokoim Shasvinus Choynes, that's the port where the boats rest, Shiyetzis Minayamol, Svosei, when they leave the ocean to the edge. So the question was, Ma onulated, are we permitted to go out minasina from the boat, l'teichayir, to the city? Kulum banu mechutz l'tchum m'shachasheicha, did we come from outside of the tchum after dark? V'hai nomol lav mukav mechitzas hav, and this port is not surrounded by walls. Do you have a mukav mechitzas? Because had this been surrounded mechitzas, akoma rabbi gamliel li'ils, what rabbi said before, v'nasnu b'dir v'sar, the malach is kula, that when they placed him in the dir v'sar, he can go the whole thing. But he told them, so rabbi gamliel said, he was already looking to this, shekvar yisim mistakel b'shveferesh shel kono cholu, he was looking in a tube of a hollow stick, shoyis misukenes, that was prepared, that was fixed limidas, tzpiyas al paim ama, to be able to look for 2,000 ama through that stick, and he knows that they were in the 2,000 amas, and therefore they are permitted to continue going. Says the Mishnah Gimel, mi sheyotza birshus, when one had a right to go out from Tchum Shabbos by the permission of Beis Din, That is, for example, he was going to save a person, and then they told him in the way, that it's already, this matter has already been accomplished, that the person was saved. He can go 2,000 ames in any side from the place where he's standing now. If the 2,000 ames that he has from every side is within the 2,000 ames from the tchum, if it is within the 2,000 ames from the tchum, then it's as if he never went out from the city. Because everyone who goes out to save are permitted to go back to their place with their ammunition. Says the Bartanura, Mi sheyotza birishus, one who has gone out of the Tchum Shabbos with permission, kigoyim. For example, either Bartanura says, Le'edus ha-chodesh, she was testifying for the month, seeing that they saw the moon to be mechadesh, the new moon, new month, oy lahatzel munev de gilulim, or to save from the oy gilulim, oy minanor, or from the river, the person was drowning. So then he was told Kfar Nasa Maisa that already he's been done already, doesn't have to be in the Tzorich Lelech, he doesn't need to go. So yesh loy alpaim amal kol ruach, he has 2,000 amas to every mimokim shenemer loy, from this place that he was told. Then the Mishnah said that if it was still b'tzorich atchum, is kiilu lo yotz, as if he never went out. Hoche koma. Im ho yu oison alpaim amas hanasunus loy lechol ruach. If those 2,000 ames that are given to him for every side, mimokim shenemerloi, from the place that was told to him, nichnosus l'teich apayim shol tchum beisoi, they enter, those 2,000 ames are within the 2,000 ames of the tchum from his house, iski lo yotzim et tchum edomi. Then it's as if he didn't go out with his own tchum. V'hoylech ad beisoi, then he can go up to his home, barihuki betchila, then he's like in the beginning. And the Mishnah gives the reason, for all those who go out to save can go back to the place. This is what he's saying, because we find also another leniency. All those who go out to save somebody from the Oivdei Gilulim, from the enemies that are trying to do them harm, or from the fall of danger, because they went out by right, the Chacham let them go out because they were in danger, they also permitted them to come back together with their tools of war, with their ammunition, with their battling gear, back to their place. They did not require them to leave their klizai and their ammunition. Hachanami, here too, hikilu, they also were leaving the zeshi yotzu birshus, the one who went out by right, leaves kilu le yotzu, as if to be able to go out, as long that is the 2,000 ames that he's now are going into the 2,000 ames that he had lechatchila, and then he can go back home. Mishnah Dalet, mi sheyoshav baderech, a person who was sitting on the road, he was resting, and he didn't know that he's 2,000 amos from the city. In the meantime, it became Shabbos. Ve'omad, so then he got up, v'ro, and he saw, baruch samuchli, that he is close to the city. Hoyil v'loy hoyisah kavanos lekach, since his intention wasn't for this, that he should be Shabbos, he should be spending Shabbos in the city. Lo yikones, he should not enter the city further than 2,000 ames from the place that he is sitting now. That's the opinion of Rameir. Rabbi Yudaim, Rabbi Yudaim says, yikones, he should enter the city, and he will count as if the city people, he will be as part of city people, that he can go 2,000 amas from every side of the city. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Maise Hoya, it once happened, Nichnas Rabbi Tarfon entered into the city, B'lei Miskaven, even though he didn't know that it is 2,000 amas from the city. Says the Bartanura, Mi sheyoshav baderech, if a person sits in the street, lanuach to rest. He didn't know that he was within the tchum of that city. And then it got dark to him over there. Ukshamad, when he gets up, he saw that he's close to the city and he's within the tchum of that city.
So lo yikones, so he cannot enter liir to the city, liir skan shehair, to be like the people of the city. Al mamakum shechashecha loy, but from the place where he was when it was dark, yimde dalpayim amma, he has to measure 2,000 amma. Va'ad mokim sheyichlu, and until the place that it ends, yelech beir, he can go in the city, v'su loy, cannot go any further. Rabbi Yudai me yikones. Rabbi Yudai says he should go in, v'yelech kola ir, can go into the entire city, v'chutzala alpayim amma, and outside of the city, 2,000 amma, kibnei ha'ir, like the people of the city, v'alochik Rabbi Yehuda, the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said it was a ma'ase that Nabtarfim went in below him is kavin. Shelo yoda k'shechashech aloi, he didn't know that when it became dark, shu b'tchum ha'ir, that he was within the boundary of the city, v'len is kavin li is shvi ososoi b'ir, and he did not intend that to have his resting place in the city, elamim koyme, but in his place. So Rabbi Tarfon did enter, and he did go into the entire city, even though that he ended up being unintentionally within the tchum. He didn't know, Rabbi Yehuda says that yikones, and he can go the entire 2,000 amos in the city. Mishnah Hey, Mishi Yoshan Bederech. When a person fell asleep on the road, on the way, on Erev Shabbat before night, Leoda Shechashecha, didn't realize when it got dark, and he slept till in the dark night. Yesh la'apayim amas l'chol ruach, nevertheless, he has 2,000 amas in every side. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, this is the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. V'chacham mem, the chacham say, ein lo ela arba amas, he only has 4 amas in every side. Rabbi Lezer says, v'hu be'emtze. He is in the middle of the 4 amas. So that means he has 2 amas on each side. Rabbi Yudah says, le'ezeruch she'irtze le'yelech. In whichever direction he wants to go, he has 4 amas. Umeid Rabbi Yudah agrees. She'im biriloi, if he chose 4 amas in one side, she'in yochel achzabe, he cannot retract, and he cannot change his mind to go 4 amas on the other side. As the Bartanura, a person who fell asleep in the way, and he didn't know, and it became dark, yesh le'apayim amas l'chol ruach. He has 2,000 amas for every side. The Sofer Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri, Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri holds Cheftze Hefker she'ein lahem das bailim, objects of Hefker that don't have the intent of the owners. Koinim shvisi b'mekoinim, they acquired their resting in that place. V'yesh lahem apayim amas, they have 2,000 amas l'chol ruach for every direction. Bayoshen she'ein le das b'shosh koinim shvisi, someone who is sleeping who doesn't have his mind and intention at the time that he is acquiring the resting place, din ki chefze hefker, his halacha is like objects of hefker. V'yesh la'apayim amo l'chol ruach, he has 2,000 amo to every side. Rabbonu savri, and Rabbonu hold, chefze hefker in koinim shvisi b'mekoinim. Chefze hefker do not acquire their resting place in their place. Ala zoicha bahen, whoever merits them, alich l'mokam shuyuach alelach. The one who takes those objects of Hefker, he can take those objects to the place that he can go. Hochanami, likewise, Hayoshan Eina Koine Shvisa, does not acquire a resting place. Ve'ein loy, al arba amas bilvadi, only has 4 amas alone. Ve'alocha, k'rabiyachan ben-Nuri, l'alocha is k'rabiyachan ben-Nuri, sh'ayoshan Koine Shvisa b'mekoimei, that the one who fell asleep acquires a resting in the place. V'yesh la'apayim l'chol ruach, he has 2,000 in every side. Avo b'nichse hefker, but as far as nichse hefker, aloch k'chachomim, the aloch remains like the chachomim, they're shehem k'ragli kol odom, that they're treated like the feet of every person, whoever gets them. Ve'ein koyim shvisim b'mekoimim, they do not get their resting place in the place. Ala zoicha bahen, the one who marries them, elichin l'mokim sh'yocholelech, leads them and carries them to the place that he's allowed to go. That's their tchum, doesn't is independently by them, but it goes by the person. But as far as the person who's sleeping, he is kind of shvisa, and he can go 2,000 amas in the place. B'chachomim emrim ein loy ela arba amas. They disagree on Riecha ben Nuri. They say only hoyilu b'shosh shekidish hayoyim hoyoyoshon. Since at the time that the day became holy, when the Shabbos became, he was sleeping. Lekona shvisa, he did not acquire any resting. Vein lo ladal amas, and he only has the 4 amas shezochso l'toyda. The Toyda has given him the ksiv shmeis tazayin. The pasuk says, "Shvuish tachtov." A person, everyone, man sits in his place. The kemosa shel odom, the height of a person, beinni of an average person, the sholish amas is 1 amah va'ama achas, and 1 amah lifshit yodav raglov, to extend, to stretch his hand and his feet. So that's why he has the 4 amas. That means ish tachtov, the man should be in his place. A man's place is 4 amas, because 3 and plus 1. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Vu Bemtsoin. That the Rabbi Lezer, he's in the middle. Chachomim Savri Yavin Lidal Damas Choruach. The Chachomim hold you give him 4 amas for each side. But Rabbi Lezer Sava, Rabbi Lezer holds, Ki Yavin Lidal Damas, when you give him 4 amas, and the Beis Amas Lchotzod. If you only give him 2 amas for each side. And but Rabbi Yehuda agrees that he can go which direction he wants. Yitl Dal Damas, he can take 4 amas. And after and once he chose one side, and he cannot go retract and choose another side. But he has to stick to that side, and that becomes his 4 amas. So the Chet of Yehuda is in the words of the Chachamim that they say he has 4 amas in the direction. So Rabbi Yehuda says again, like the Chachamim, he can go any direction. I'm thinking that, I'm not sure now. According to the Chachamim, who say that you have 4 amas on each side, does it mean that he technically can take 8 amas? And according to Rabbi Lazar, he only has 4 amas, and then the Yehuda is coming to say that you can take the 4 amas in either way, even though he says Vubem Tzoyim, but he says either way. So the Yehuda is applying to Rabbi Lazar's din, and then, so if he takes the Dal Amas. Or, according to Rabbi Lazar, Vuhu Bem Tzoy means that you have to only take 2 amas on both sides. And that's not up for discussion. Only 2 amas on each side. According to Chachamim, you can take 4 amas on each side. And Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say, but only if you, in one direction, if you chose that, you can't go the other direction. No, it works the other way. Says the Bar Tanura. If 2 people were distant from each other 6 amas, so that means that that a few amas of this one is in the amas of this one, so the 2 middle amas belong to both of them. So they each one can bring their food to the middle 2 amas and eat there, provided that each one should not take out from the middle one to the 2 other from his friend. But the condition that provided that one should not carry out from the middle 2 amas into the 2 amas that belong to his friends. If there was 3 of them, and from the first one to the other one there is 4 amas. But from the other one to the third one is a further 4 amas. So it turns out, that the middle one, in the middle of both of them, who mutarim mahem. So the middle one is permitted to eat with both of them. He can turn to this person and uses with him, and turns to the other person and uses with him. And they are be able to be together with him. But the 2 outer ones, they are not permitted to be one with another. Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon, what can this be compared to? To 3 yards that are open to one another. And they're open to each one separately is open to the public domain. If both yards made an eruv with the middle one, so that means that the middle one put an eruv with this house separately, with this house separately. So the middle house is permitted to carry in both outside yards, and both of these yards are permitted to carry in the middle one. But the 2 outer ones are prohibited one with each other. That's the Bar Tanura. The Mishnah begins that if there were 2 people, so 2 people's part of his amis of this one is in the middle of the amis of the other one, says Bar Tanura. They are distant from one another 6 amis. The muvloim base amas shel kol echad, so that 2 amas of each one is swallowed in the teich shel chaveira, in the tchum, in the area where the other ones 4 amas are.
So Mivin Ba'ichlim, they can bring and eat Betoichste Amasem Soyis, the middle of the two middle Amas. Conditional that this one should not push his hand, stretch his hand into the two outer ones, saying lebehem klum, because he has no rights to them at all, because he's four ames and by the two ames of the other person. To take out his bread or his objects, he can't do that. If there was three, says the Mishnah, and the third one is muvla beinehem, he's amongst them. Which means shtei amosim b'terch shel zeh, two of his amos is in this one, or shtei amosim b'terch shel zeh is the middle of the other one. So hu muter im kol echot, so he is permissible with each one of them. Poina lekan, he turns to this side of mishtamish im zeh, to uses with that one. Poina lekan mishtamish im zeh, and this is what is this compared to legimul chatzedus, to 3 yards. Vehim zu etzel zu, that in one to another. Psucha is l'rshus rabbi. They're open to the public domain. The kol achas rishus la'atzmei, each one is a rishus, is a property, is a domain for itself. Be'ein lohem drisa regel ze al ze. So they don't have a right to step one to the other, because since each one has an opening to the rishus harabim, so that means he doesn't have to go through the other one's yard in order to get to the Rishus Harabim. So that means that each one's chotzer is a separate Rishus, as opposed to if it's not Pesuch the Rishus Harabim, then they have to, so each one they're combined in the other one's area, because that's the area that it needs to use in order to get out to the Rishus Harabim. So that means V'ein lam drisa regel zu al zeh. D'hashto einon eisrei zu al zu. So now they don't prohibit one for another, because each one's chotzer is connected to his house, and they are separate chotzer. So now, irvu shteim ha-metzoyis, if the two of them, the two side ones, made an erv with the middle one, he muteris imam v'chul. So says the Bartanura, Rabbonon iflug alei de Rabbi. What's happening is here, that in this din that Rav Shimon brought down, with regards to the two, the middle one using with both sides, the Chachamim disagreed on Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim said no, that he cannot share not with the right and not with the left, since the two extreme are also of each other, they cannot do together. So Rabbi Shimon is saying, the Chachamim disagree, v'amru kulan asur is a bezu, so that all these people cannot eat in any of the to eat in the other ones together. They're not allowed to. So v'hashto kamur hu Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon is arguing. So when Rav Shimon is saying Amal Rav Shimon l'madav adayme, so Rav Shimon is arguing v'aloi ze hadavor. But this case shoho you gimel, that there was three of them, v'am tzoi muvla ben time, and this middle one is in between them. He is swallowed amongst the two of them. V'atem moedim shohu muter imohem. Sorry, I take that back. The Rabbanan don't argue in the case of the Gimel Amos, Fakert. The Rabbanan disagree in the case of Sholish Chatzeres. By Sholish Chatzeres, Apsucha Zulizu, there the Rabbanan disagree. But Rabbanan Ifligu says the Bartanura, Olei, the Rabbi Shimon, in that case. And they hold Bab Amri, and they say, Kulam Asuri Zu Bezu, that you cannot carry. None of the yards can carry one and the other. So what is Rav Shimon trying to tell them? Has to come with Rav Shimon. And this is not Rav Shimon is telling them. But this is the case, Shehoyu Gimul Vahem Tzoyi Muvla Bentayim. This is the case that there was three people that in our Mishnah, and the middle one is in between them. So since in our case, the Chachamim don't disagree by us and Rav Shimon, meantime, and you agree by the case where the middle one is muvla, his four amas is two amas on one side and two on the other side. That he is permitted the middle one to eat with both sides, and the both sides are permitted to eat with him within their two amas, and that is doima, that is the same thing like gimul chatzedus as by the 3 yards. So So why are you disagreeing with me by the 3 yards and saying that kulam asuri zebezeh? So the Rabbanon, so the Chacham are saying to him, Hosom b'shloisha chatzeres, in that case where there's 3 yards, mitoich shemerubim heim, since they are the majority, which is shtayim hachitzoynis, the 2 outer ones are asurei zoy bezoy, that are prohibited one in the other. There's 2 of them, and there's only 1 that is permissible in both, but these 2 of them are also one another. So yavoyu lahoitzi mizulazu. So then they may come also to take from the 2 outer ones to each other, and that's why it's also vahem tzois, and the middle one la yovadaita will not pay attention, put to his mind, and will not remember that, will not remind them that they can't carry to each other. So when they carry to this side and they carry to this side, it's not going to remind them that they can't carry to the extremes. The Amri, because they're going to say, Shema Echad Midiyure Hoem Tsois, that maybe one of the one who lives in the middle yard, Shemuter Bezu Bezu, that is permissible in this one and that one, who Shemaitzi is the one that is taking out. And they're not going to know it comes from the other side. Avol Hocha Begimul Anoshim, but here by 3 people, I Osichad Mishneh Chitzonis. If one of the 2 outer ones, lafuki, to take out the tichbeis amos shalachitzin, to the 2 amos of the outer one, in other words, so from 1 outer one to the other outer one, so the middle one will pay attention, umatchile, and he will remember them, he will remind them. I think that the pshat here is, metechshe merubim heim doesn't mean, merubim heim means there's a lot of people that live in the yards. So since there's a lot of people, so therefore people are going to make a mistake and they're not going to know who's carrying out what. So it's likely to happen that the chitzain will carry out from the one side to the other side, and they're not going to know, because it's merubim heim, they're not going to know that it's coming from the middle, that it's coming from the outer one, because they're going to think what's going to the one chitzain is coming from the middle one. But here, when we're talking about 3 people, so if one of the 2 outer ones is going to come, I'm not talking about a lot of people, just 3 people. If one of the outer ones is going to come to take in to outside of the his area, to the 2 hours of the other side, so the middle one, he will pay attention, and he'll remember them, and he'll remind them, and therefore we don't have to be choishish, and that's why the Chacham hold that this is different. And in this case, you are permitted to eat together by the chatzeres. However, the chachamim aser. The Bartanura v'alochik Rabbi Shimon. The loch is like Rabbi Shimon. V'shloisha chatzeres by the 3 yards. The base achitzenes bilvad, that only the 2 outer ones asurei zuim zu are prohibited to carry one to each other. And but on the other hand, the middle one can carry to both of them, and they can carry to him, and not like the Chachamim, who say that that is prohibited. Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Baba Derech, one who's going to Erev Shabbos in the way, and then it began to become dark, and he knew that about 2,000 Amos away, there is a tree or a wall, and he says that my resting place should be underneath the branches of that tree, or he says my resting place should be by the wall, since he did not say which place under the branches or which place by the wall, so his words aren't worth anything, and he can only go 4 cubits from the place that he is now. We'll see in the Bartanura that we're dealing over here that the branches of the wall is at least 8 amas longer or more. If he says my resting place should be by the root of the tree, he can go from where he's standing until the root of the tree, 2,000 amas, and then from the root of the tree to the side of his direction of his house, he can go another 2,000 amas. So it comes out that after dark he is going to be going for 4,000 amma all the way to his house. As the Bartanura, a person who was going and it's becoming dark, he knew a tree or a fence,
he can reach there before it gets dark. But he's tired and he wants to rest in this place here. So he says, I'm going to be underneath the branch or underneath the fence. So, Leomer Klum. He didn't say anything. Since he did not specify which four ames he chose underneath the tree, that's not called the resting. He only has four ames, the place that he's here. Since he did not acquire resting in this place, that he has taken away his mind from resting over here. And under the tree, he also did not acquire the shvisa, the resting over there, because he wasn't specific. So that's why he can go only daladamis. Hanimili, these words are only kshiyesh tachtov shalilon ches ames. So you say that underneath the tree there is eight ames or more. Because then we can say the high gisa bochar or the high gisa bochar, whether he chose this side or he chose the other side. And it's not a assigned place, a designated place. Avol shiva ames, but if there's only seven ames under the trees, under the twigs, under the branches, or by the wall, akorchach miktsas beise. So then, part of his house has to be recognizable by amem tzoyis in the middle one. The efsher shulei borero, because it's impossible that he didn't chose that. Because if he chose it from the middle, the four ames, so then that is of that. And if his choosing was from either one side or the other side, it's still in them. So the middle point, no matter what is there, so there is a rank. The middle, we know, is a kohen shvisa. Hilchos kohen shom shvisa. That's why he does acquire their shvisa if it's less than seven. If it's seven ames. But if he says, I'm going to rest by the root, by the main part of the tree, since he signed, he designated, and he signed the place, that resting acquires from 2,000 the tzad raglov, for the side of his feet, and 2,000 to his home. So he can go 2,000 up till that place where he was kind of shvisa, then go another 2,000 towards his home. Mishnah Ches. If he doesn't recognize that 2,000 ames, there's a tree. He knew that it was a tree, but he doesn't know the aloha, that if he's going to say my resting place should be there, it will help him to be able to go 4,000 ames. So he says my resting should be in my place, where I'm now. So then his place was merited to him. Then he can go 2,000 ames to every side, agulach, those circle ones. So that the 2,000 ames you measure equal from the city, so it comes out that it's a circle. Divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas. These are the words of Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas. Chacham memrim, chacham say, Merubois, that you measure square. Ketablo merubas, just like a four-cornered board. So he should be able to gain to go also in the corners of the 2,000 ames. The Bartanur, that what happens v'meine makir, he doesn't know an ilon or a gather, a tree or a wall, so that he can go 4,000 ames. Or he doesn't know the halacha v'ni idea, and he doesn't know that it's going to help for him, that my rest should be in that place. And he says, I'm resting my place. Then his place has merited for him. And he gets the 2,000 ames, agulis, miklot, because by the series of refuge, from there we learn the 2,000 ames, shel tchum Shabbos. It says, this should be the migrashe ha'orim, the outside of the lands. This one you give corners, the hainu zovius, that's corners. But you don't give corners for those who keep Shabbos. But Rabbanan the boy mirubi, boys, the Rabbanan that say that require, they say you can have 2,000 square. Darshizel liribuyi. They learn the word zeh to include to zeh yia kol shiv shi Shabbos. This is what it should be with all those who rest on Shabbos, that they get square, so they get 2,000 square. Malocha ki chachomim, the locha is the chachomim. And that is like a ketavlo merubas, like a square tavlo. So the Martanura kos varambam lefisha ef shalasis merubam metzumtzum. It's impossible to make an exact square bekivon exactly. Tona ketavlo merubas. That's why he writes ketavlo merubas kolaymar kederech shemnayot meridim lirubaya. Similar to what people are accustomed to square. Afal pishenim merubam metzumtzum. Even though it's not an exact square. And the reason is what does he gain? Miskeres Azovius, Dalad Apeyes, the four corners of Alachsoine, that are in diagonal, so Meruba, that are in a square, Ha'itvis Ala Igus Shabbatoicha, which are more than the circle that's inside the square. And that's what he gains by, that's what the Chavim gain by saying that you have the 2,000 Amas square. Mishneh Tes. Vizui Sha'amru, and this is what the Chachamim had said. Ha'oni ma'arev beraglov, that a poor person who has no bread to place on Erev, he can make the Erev with his feet. In other words, he goes 2,000 Amos and he sits there until it becomes Shabbos. Amar Meir, so the Meir said, Onu ein lono el oni. We have not permitted to make an Erev with his feet, only a poor person that has no bread. But a someone who's wealthy, that has bread, has to go there with his bread. Because the main Erev is only with bread. Rabbi Yehuda said, Echad Oni ve'Echad Oshir, whether he's a poor, whether he's rich, he can make an Erev with his feet. The only reason they said you should place the bread, it was only to make it easier for the rich person he shouldn't have to go out there and make the Erev with his feet, but he should be able to send the bread over there so that it should be the Erev. But the main Erev takes place by the feet that he is over there. V'zehu, v'zu yishamru, like the Martanuda, and this is what they said. This case, what they said, kigoyin zeshu b'derech v'ni mepas, like in the case we were just saying, that the guy can koin shvisa just by walking, by being there, and he doesn't have any bread, so that he means, the hashto oni who now he's poor, meaning he has no ability to put bread. So loy hitiru, ashanihu loy hitiru chachamim. So him, to such a person, the chachamim permitted la'arev beraglov to make an erev with his feet. The sfira of the Rav Meir, because the Rav Meir holds iker erev bepas. The main erev is with bread. The kulahu dakilu gabeoni, that is a leniency, that the chachamim were lenient with regards to a poor person. A misha baba derech, or somebody who's on the way, ve'eni mepas la'arev beraglov, he has no bread to make an erev with the bread, so then la'arev beraglov. So then he can go ahead and make the everybody's feet by being there. That would be a sufficient erev. But if a person has bread, then he has to put the bread to make the erev. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite. Ik an erev beregel. The main erev is with the regel to be there. The kulu da'kilu la'oshir. It was a leniency that we're leaning for the rich person. She'ena yochel leilach beraglov. So that he cannot, if he cannot go by foot. So then he can send the Erev through a Shliach. V'haloche k'Rav Yehuda, haloche is like Rav Yehuda, that anybody can do with his feet, and it's only a leniency for the Oshir to also put bread in. U'bein Rav Meir, u'bein Rav Yehuda, shavim. And whether Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, they're both equal. Aim, shalom aim. Shoy mer shvisosim mokum pleini, the one who says, my resting is in that place. He does not acquire resting in the place that he says, that everybody will agree. In that case, he has to be a poor person or coming in the way. She'ini mapas, doesn't have bread. Aval oshir, but a wealthy person, you cannot make it where you're not. Al torich shishlach pas, he needs to send bread, b'mokum shvisosi, in the place where he's resting, if he doesn't go there. And one who says my resting is in that place, in a koinish of shvisa, does not acquire shvisa there also, even if he is a poor person and he doesn't have bread and he can't send her, elim ki yeshuz b'yoyim, unless there was time in the day shayyachol lo rutzu lagir shom koyin shetachshach, that at the time that he's saying that the shvisosis can run and reach there before it gets dark. V'im ein kol kach shehuz b'yoyim, and if there is not enough time, so much time on the daytime, b'shoshayim shvisosis mo complaining, when he says my resting is in that place, he cannot reach there, lekon hashem shvisa, then he cannot acquire over there the shvisa. Says the Mishnah Yud, Misha Yotso Leilich Be'ir Shem Arvimbo, that people of the city gave bread to a Shaliach who was going to other cities, which is far from here, 4,000 Amos. So they gave it to the Shaliach that he should place the bread at the end of 2,000 Amos, so they should also be able to go the next day to that city. And then his friend came back from the from his route, that he said it's too cold or it's too hot, and when he came back, so he said, my resting is the resting of the people's city, should be at the end of 2,000 Amos. So who mutar leilach? He is able to go on the next day to the next city, but the other people of the city are not allowed to go to the other place. But they only have 2,000 amos from every side of the city that they are in it. Divrei Rav Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir says, kol shu yochel arev leirev, if he had the ability to place the erev, and he wanted to place the erev, and he didn't place the erev, harizeh hamar gamol. So then, it's like a person who is leading a camel and a donkey. This means that he's not allowed to go further than 2,000 amos, only in that side where he wanted to go to the Erev. And then the other side of the city, he cannot go, because since we're not sure whether it's an Erev or not, so it's pulling him to maybe only in that direction where he placed, that's the Kodesh Visa. So he can't go 2,000 Amos on the other side of the city. And yet, he cannot go 2,000 Amos in the place that he wanted to put the area, because maybe he wasn't Kodesh Visa and this place is the city, so he cannot go more than 2,000 Amos from the city. So he can only go within the 2,000 Amos between the city and the place where he put the Erev, as we learned before in Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Says the Bartanura, Mishi Yotzei, one who went out from his city. That means that the people of his city sent him to go ahead and take their Erev, so they should be able to go the next day to the city that they make an Erev, to the other city that they're making an Erev. This is close to them, to Tchum Shabbos. So it means within 4,000. So they should be able to go to the next city through the Erev. Mechzire Chaveri. And then his friend brought back, he said to him, don't go, you know, now, it's too hot, it's too cold. So who mutar leilach, he's permissible to go, lemocha, the next day, to their other city. Shekiv, since he made a chazok on the way, to be acquiring, resting to the end of 2,000, far from the city, he's compared to a poor person, complaining that my resting is in that place, and he kind of shvis over there. However, but the other people in the city are prohibited, they did not hold on, didn't go in the way. They only get the 2,000 amas from all sides from their city. But Rameir is Mesafkele. He's not sure whether he's considered Oni, since he has gone out of his house and he went on the way. Or perhaps, since he could have made the Erev bread, and he didn't make it, he returned. He's not considered the status of Oni. He doesn't get the leniency. That's why it becomes this donkey camel situation, which the I said before, which the Chamar goes in front, pulls in the front, the Gamal goes in the back, he has to go both places. So he doesn't get the 2,000 Amos to each side from his city, because maybe his Shvisa is the place where he was going to, to bring the Erev B'Sev Apayim Ire at the end of 2,000 from the city. Maybe that is a good Erev, so that's why he can't go to the other direction from the city 2,000 Amas. U'L'Sev Apayim Ire Nami Leikona, and that place, 2,000 Amas from his city, he wasn't Koine to be able to go another 2,000 Amas, Leikona Apayim L'Tzad Hira Cheres, the 2,000 towards the other city, because maybe it did not koine shvisa, is not considered an oni, and therefore he wasn't koine shvisa 2,000 amas, and therefore he can only go in the 2,000 amas that's within his, within the 2,000 amas between the erev and his city. But Bartanur says, "Valochikir Rabbi Yehuda." So the Loch says Bartanur is like Rabbi Yehuda, that we consider him a definite oni. So for himself, he can go 2,000 amas from each direction from where it was koine shvisa from that Erev, so he can get to the other city. But the rest of the people of the city, since they weren't musak baderech, they're not aniim, so they are not koine shvisa. Their place is the city. They can only go 2,000 amas to all surrounding area from their city. Mishnah Yudalef. Mishi yotzeh chutz l'tchum, one who went outside of the tchum Shabbos, afilu ama achas, even one ama loiknes. So he's not allowed to go back more than four amas in any direction. Rabbi Lezer says shtayim. If he went out two amas from the tchum yichnas, he can go in sholish. If he went out three amas lo yichnas, he's not allowed to go in. Mishech shechutz l'tchum, one who has become erev Shabbat by night, it became dark, and he was outside of the tchum Shabbos of the city. Afilu ama achas, even if he was just one Amma before the Tchum Shabbos, Laiknas, so he's not allowed to go into the Tchum, only he can go four Amas from the place where he is resting, where he is at the time. Rav Shima says, even if he's far from the Tchum, Chamesh Esra Amma, 15 Amas, Yikonis, he can still go into the city. She'ein ha-mushuchis ma-matzines amidus, because those who measure the 2,000 Amas for the Tchum Shabbos do not measure it exactly, and they make the sign for Tchum Shabbos before 2,000 Amas, Bipnei HaToyim, so those people make a mistake and go further than the sign, so that make sure that they're not going to go out of the Tchum Shabbos, and therefore, but there is extra space, so in this case where he's stuck up till 15 Amas, he can still go in. Says the Bar Tanura. So the Mishnah says, one who went outside of the Tchum, afila ama achas, lo yikones. Even if he went one ama outside of the Tchum, he shouldn't go back in. Ve'ein lo yel arba amas bekan, v'arba amas bekan. He only has four amas from this side, and four from the other side. V'af al pishim of lo yelo arba amas betech Tchum ha'ir. So even though these four amas are swallowed within the 2,000 amas of the city, lo yamrina, we don't say kivon da ol once he's in the 2,000 amas. He can go in. The Svirale have lost Tchumim La Milsi. He doesn't hold that the fact that the Tchumim are swallowed into the other Tchum, that's nothing. What happens if it's Shtayim? Yikonis. So Rabbi Lezer says, not one, he says two, he can enter. He says even one, you can't enter. Rabbi Lezer says even two, you can enter. Rabbi Lezer Taimayu, the timing. Rabbi Lezer follows his reasoning. The Omar, he says, V'hu Bem Tzoyim, that he in the middle. Meaning, Shebeseif HaPayim, that at the end of the Alpayim, Yeshle Arba Amis, he has four Amis, Shtayim Mitzadzeh B'teich HaTchum, two on this side within the Tchum, or Shtayim Mitzadzeh, and two on this side, L'Seif HaTchum, on the end of the Tchum, further than the Tchum. Hilkach, therefore, Im Hu Oymed Ba'amo Hashniya, if he's standing within the second Amma outside of the Tchum, Yikonis, he can go in. Why? Davlos Tchum Milse, he holds that swallowing of the Tchum is okay, and once he's going to be able to go inside to the Tchum Shabbos, the inside of the Tchum of the city, he can already go on all the way to the city. Vein Allah ka Rabbi Lozer, the Allah is not like Rabbi Lozer. Mi shehichshich, one who was, became dark, shehibomen aderech v'choshchulei, he was coming from the road and it became dark. Chutz l'tchum lo yikonis, so outside of the Tchum he shouldn't enter. Dibimkoyme lo yikonis shvisa, and his place he didn't acquire resting, because he revealed his mind that he doesn't want to acquire resting over there. And the city didn't kind of rest in Mama, because between him and the city there's more than 2,000 amas. Hilkach ain loyal arba amas. Therefore, he only all what he has is four amas. Kedin, like the halacha of mi sheyotza chutz l'tchum, like one who goes outside of the tchum. So then we have it. Shimon says that filu chomesh asre ames, he can go in. Atas vav ames. Lab davke. Doesn't mean specifically. Duha din pochus a yeser ma'at, a little more, a little less, a little more. V'iz, the mefarsh atas vav davke. Some say exactly 15. Le'idat liyash v'yofe, and I don't know how to settle it properly. Hameshuches, he says, ena meshuches, because the meshuches, moided ha'tchumim la'yoris, those who measure the 2,000 amas for the cities, voicem simul ha'tchum, and they make a sign at the end of the boundary, in mematzin samidis. They don't exactly make the measurement, lasa simul b'sef ha'pai mamish, to make the sign at the end of 2,000 exactly. And l'koyis nizim te'chapayim, they enter it a little bit inside of the 2,000, b'pnei ha'toyim, because of the ones who make a mistake, she'en makid in ha'sim, and they don't recognize the sign. Sometimes they go out outside, they go back, they won't pay attention. Therefore, that's why they're constantly used to bringing it in and inside the 2,000. It'll turn out that really these 15 ames are still within the boundary. And since this person was an onus by mistake, he went out. Or this chashay chalayk, it was dark for him. It's sharin alei lekones. We allow him to enter the machmirin alei. We don't are not strict for him. Keichid the machmirin alike. We are strict. Le mishiyotzu chutz l'tchum. One who goes out chutz l'tchum. The hosam have a little zoyer. Over there, you need to be careful. Loss is bedaite. Shelo yetsin, not to go out. But here, since he can go in the 15 amos. Ve'inaloche k'Rav Shimon. Loch is not like Rav Shimon. This concludes the fourth chapter of Masechta Yerukin.